Talk about walking into a spinning saw blade. When the Pentagon demanded nearly 10,000 California National Guard soldiers pay back a decade-old reenlistment bonus, it had to back down days later. It got criticism from both parties in Congress, from the media, and from the affected soldiers themselves. But did the incident produce lasting effects? For one view, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with retired Major General Gus Hargit, president of the National Guard Association.
You know, I happen to have, when all of this happened, been the adjutant general of Tennessee, and I remember the bonuses pretty well. And you know, first I find it very interesting that it's mostly isolated in California, which would indicate to me that somebody misled these young men and women when they signed up for these bonuses. Having said that, those young men and women made certain promises to the Guard and to the country to fulfill an obligation to get that bonus. And to my knowledge, most of that 9,700 or 10,000 did that. And I think we have an obligation to pay them the contract that they signed. And certainly, you know, there's probably a bad apple or two out there somewhere, but I think they did what they promised to do. We should do what an agent of the U.S. government promised them we would do.
Speaking on those bad apples, how does that sort of thing happen? Is that they sign to be enlisted in a certain position and then they go and change jobs, or is it some other kind of situation that develops?
You know, I don't think it's that. I think the young men and women didn't do anything wrong. I think that whoever signed these young men and women to the reenlistment bonuses, and I'm not going to say that they purposely did anything wrong, because they could have misinterpreted the guidance that was sent to them. They could have misinterpreted who was eligible for those bonuses. But if they did it purposely, then those people should be punished, not the young men and women who said, hey, I'm going to take the $15,000, I agree to deploy back to Iraq or Afghanistan again, and I'm going to stay 3 more years or whatever in the Guard. They did what they promised they would do, and that's the intention that they had when they signed those contracts. Now, if they didn't do what they promised to do, we should recoup the money. But if they fulfill what they believe to be a valid contract, I can't make you a case that we should go back now and pursue taking that money back.
Have you talked to any National Guard or former National Guard members who have or are going through this? And if so, what are they saying? And do they, you know, how are they feeling about this?
Well, it's a trust issue. I mean, you know, you got to be able to trust the leaders that are appointed, you know, to give you good information. And I think it's a trust thing. And from what I hear from young men and women, if they can't trust people to tell them the truth, why would they want to be a member of not just the Guard, the U.S. Army, the Department of Defense, any of those things when they feel they have a valid contract and we choose not to fulfill that contract? I think it's pretty disturbing. I read an article yesterday, and I've not talked to this young person, but this person was a California Guardsman who signed this contract. His bonus was much smaller than some of the others. I'm thinking it's like $2,000. But he had since moved to Pennsylvania, and in the process, he was charged a penalty, he was charged interest, his wages were garnished, and his income tax check was taken from him. So he paid back, what, $2,500 plus other fees and penalties and other things. But what was worse than that is he was just turned down for a VA home loan because we had ruined this kid's credit over recouping $2,500 and something that happened 7 or 8 years ago. And I just find that incomprehensible to me. I mean, I don't know how it happened, but the young men and women who signed the contracts are not responsible for it.
We're speaking with retired Major General Gus Hargit. He's the president of the National Guard Association of the United States. So you said you don't know how it happened, but you know, in your experience, have you seen a level of recruitment where, you know, especially back then when we needed troops for multiple operations in the Middle East, have you seen recruiters go a little bit overzealous, maybe promise too much or not fully explain to National Guard members or any service members that if you reenlist, this is what you have to fulfill in order to earn these bonuses?
Yeah, I think there's probably always the onesies and twosies out there, but nothing of this magnitude. I would say no. You know, when you put pressure on people to recruit, and they've got a mission, and they don't do that, they're going to lose their job. Some people will either go to work or they will look for shortcuts. So you've always got a few of those. But I would just say, for the most part, the answer to that is no.
So what would your organization, have you guys put out a stance on what you would like to see done, or do you want to see the Defense Department just waive these or waive these bonuses that are owed back?
You know, I'd like to see them research all of them and figure out exactly what happened. There may be a few, and I believe that to be a few that probably do need to be recouped because people didn't do what they had promised to do in good faith and all of the other stuff. But for the most part, I think we got to figure out how it happened and who is responsible for it happening. And we got to figure out the policies and procedures that keep it from ever happening again. But in answer to your question, yes, if these young men and women fulfill the obligation that they promised to do, then I think we should forgive the debt.
So you think the amount of guardsmen and former guardsmen who owe money to DOD might actually be lower than their estimates?
I don't know. The last number I saw was like 9,700. But I think that's a total number of people who got the bonuses, not the people that they should be recouping the bonuses for. And, you know, I personally think that maybe the National Guard Bureau, OSD, should maybe help the California Guard, which seems to be where most of these are located, and try to figure out exactly what happened, how we keep it from happening again. You know, there are auditors in each state that audit these programs. You know, the program should have been audited some time ago. And I'm not too sure that it wasn't, and some people were punished about 3 years ago for misleading some of these people. So, you know, if we have punished the guilty, then why would we punish the young men and women who are innocent?
So what is your organization doing in order to help get that process moving along?
Well, naturally, we will work with Congress. You know, we are a lobbying organization. We lobby on behalf of the young men and women in the Guard. We lobby for the readiness of the Guard and those things that will keep the Guard ready to fulfill both the nation's missions here at home and abroad. But, you know, and I don't have anything to do with what they do in OSD, but certainly we can work with the Hill to encourage OSD to get to the bottom of the problem, fix the problem, and take care of the young men and women who feel like they did exactly what they promised to do. I do believe, based on what we have seen on the Hill, that if it's not done correctly, I think you'll see the Hill intervene and do something with this, because based on almost everybody I talk to, they think it's unfair that we would go back and try to recruit money after all of these years when people have gotten the money, they're out of the Guard now, but yet they did what they promised to do.
So it certainly makes your job a little bit easier when you have so many people in Congress on your side, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And let me say, I believe that the Department of Defense will do what's right here. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I just think that there needs to be enough research done here to figure out how it happened, who allowed it to happen, and put something in place that never allows it to happen again.
Retired Major General Gus Hargett is president of the National Guard Association, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.